One advantage of attending Stony Brook is that it is close to New York City. There are several ways to travel to New York City from our campus. If you don't want to worry about traffic on the roads, you can take the train. But the price of the train ticket is $20, while a bus ticket is only $11. Yes, I can take the bus to the New York City.
And what is the price of a bus ticket? The
price of the bus ticket is $11.
Did you say the price of a bus ticket is $50?
No, I said the price of the bus ticket is $11.
Thank you. Please read the sentences.
New York City offers a wide variety of activities in different neighborhoods. Soho has many interesting shops and boutiques. The Lower East Side has many bars and clubs for dancing. And the West Village is a great place to watch foreign movies.
Okay. So can you go shopping in Soho?
Yes, I can go shopping in Soho.
And what can you watch in the West Village?
I can watch foreign movies in the West Village.
Did you say that in the West Village you can watch Hollywood movies?
No, I didn't say in the West Village I can watch foreign movies.
Okay. Could you read the
sentence? Manhattan has many parks where people like to work, bike, and play ball. The largest city is Central Park, which stretches from 5th Avenue to 8th Avenue. The newest park is the High Line Park, which was built on an old train line 30 feet above street level. This park continues for almost 2 miles above 11th Avenue.
So, is the High Line Park above street level?
Above. Yes, the High Line Park is above the street level. Okay.
And the High Line Park is above 5th Avenue, right?
Yes, the High Line Park is above the High Line Park is on the 11th Avenue.
Okay. Could you read the sentences?
There are many historic landmarks you can visit in New York City. The Brooklyn Bridge, which is one of the oldest bridges in the USA, connects Manhattan and Brooklyn. The Cloisters is another historic landmark you can visit. It's located in North Manhattan and you can take the subway there. It's part of the Metropolitan Museum and has a beautiful garden too.
Right. The Cloisters is part of the Metropolitan Museum, right?
Yes, the Cloister is part of the Metropolitan Museum. No, the cloister is located in the northern Manhattan.
Right. The
American continent is divided into two subcontinents. The continents of the North American and South American are linked by Panama Canal. The Rocky Mountains run along the western side of North America, while Andes runs around the west coast of South America. The highest peak in the American continent is located in Andes.
Okay.
Yes, the American continent contains the South America and North America.
And the Rocky Mountains are located in South America, right?
No, the Rocky Mountains is located in North America. In order to make driving safer, there are many ways that roads can help guide traffic. Depending on the color of the line in the center of the road, traffic can either go one way or two ways. One-way roads use white lines, and two-way roads use yellow lines. A dotted line means that cars can cross into the other line, while a solid line means that cars cannot cross into another lane. Lane. Right, a solid line means the cars cannot cross into another lane. No, two-way roads use yellow lines. Lifestyles in rural areas are different from those in urban areas. Wildlife is more frequently found in rural areas than in urban areas. Rural areas often have fewer job opportunities and higher unemployment rates. The main source of income in rural areas is agriculture. Yes, wildlife is more frequently found in rural areas. No, agriculture is the main income in rural areas.